In some of our stories, these are the eggs of a giant metal bird. But I never believed that.
Too right, because this, whatever this is, it's broken. And this osmic projector is... yeah, a goner. Everything's rusted and collapsed, but no doubt what we're on top of is the half-buried remains of a Sontaran attack squadron, scout ships taken down by DA missiles, which dates the crash to any time in the last 10,000 years. But otherwise, it isn't a whole bunch of help, though I'm still detecting a very faint distress signal. Ah, here we go. So, Gaznak, you mean you don't... Your people don't plug yourselves into one of these to top up the old energy levels?
That looks unsavory. No. But if we rejoin the others, I can show you our way.
Doctor, welcome to our earthing wheel.
Amazing. Astonishing. It must be 20 feet high.
Correct.
So, if I'm right, the water wheel connects to these biomass tanks, hence all the fruit and vegetables you grow? And you've adapted your probic vents.
Earthing nodes?
Sorry, earthing nodes. To receive, I don't know, a kind of fermented biomass combination hydroelectric energy?
We pass the earthing tube around the whole community, every day at this time. Sometimes the yield is low and we have to share smaller amounts. But ultimately, the land is fertile and looks after us.
You've made a ritual of it.
It's important we all attend, so that the sharing is fair.
I sometimes overdo it a bit. It's very pleasant.
It's ingenious and it's stunning. That's what it is. Should be applauding yourselves, frankly.
I think we are.
The earthing node is of such importance to us, we have written many songs about it. And we play them as we earth ourselves.
Right, I see.
Would you like to hear some of the songs?
Maybe in a bit. Because remember the intergalactic death fleet I
made? We appear to have started already.
Folk music?
Trust me, you don't ever want to hear Sontaran singing. It's the worst noise I've ever heard. I mean, the lyrics. The lyrics were just the earthing node over and over again at different speeds. For an hour! Just goes to show. Given enough time, you can evolve out of the all-consuming need for war, but that doesn't mean you'll ever write a pop classic.
Evolved? Is that what you... Excuse me. Yes?
Navok, we make planetfall in 065 minutes.
First wave will be 10 contingents of exomarines.
Hey, wait, no!
10 contingents, Floris.
Floris, while you're here, hello, the Doctor.
I remember.
You seem like a perfectly nice person.
I try. We're at war.
If I told you the Sontarans on Salvation 9 are the distant descendants of a marooned attack squadron who have spent several thousand years evolving into a peaceful agrarian society, what would you say? No. Don't look at her. What would you say?
I'd say you'd reported the presence of a Sontaran attack squadron on Salvation 9. Permission to return to post, Navok.
Granted. Thank you, Anti-Nav Floris.
You're sending in exomarines.
I'm not risking lives. Automated troops will execute the first stage perfectly well. Then we'll await the inevitable retaliation.
It won't come. The Niners will be slaughtered. A massacre. Because it wasn't just the stuff I saw with my own eyes, you know. The water wheel, the gardens, the wreckage. As night fell, we talked.
That was part of the trick. Interrogation by stealth.
No, this was something you couldn't fake. A proper talk. A stupid, lovely, friendly talk. 500 miles from a plug socket, wrapped in one huge tentacle bowler hat on my head, and he looks at me and he says, Doctor, I think you should have left it in the oven.
I don't get it.
Doctor, you've encountered our kind beyond the forest?
A few times.
What are other Niners like?
They're not like Niners. Your ancestors are one of the most feared and despised races in the universe.
Why?
They are entirely dedicated to war and bloodshed. They're so dedicated to it, they clone themselves over and over.
Yes, we clone plants, and also...
This isn't gardening. Sontarans copy themselves on an industrial scale with great machines that use up so much energy, their army will sometimes crush an entire planet, actually crush it, just to power a clone farm.
Why?
To fight. To fight more wars. To fight in such numbers it doesn't matter how many soldiers die, the army always wins.
Why?
Got me there. Bottom line, never understood it. Don't think anyone does, really.
They sound like they need a nap. They sound angry and tired.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure to tell them that next time I, bump into...
I understand why the fleet is coming for us now. They think we're killers.
You have that word?
It's part of our storytelling. We have words like trooper, but it now means someone brave or reliable. We have the word rifle, but it means to look around.
Look me in the eye. And tell me this isn't a trap.
I don't understand.
Hate to do it, been a brilliant chap, but I need you to look me in the eye and, in full sight of the unencumbered honour and glory of Sontar, tell me this is not a trap.
Why?
Because I'm itching, me. I want to do something dangerous. I'm this close to running back to my ship and invading a command cruiser single-handed in an attempt to save a bunch of people who make the worst music in the known universe. And I need proof. Easy enough to get the fleet's full attention, but to convince them, I need some proof that you are not your ancestors.
You need proof of something we're not?
But we don't have it.
Why would we have it?
Where would we keep it?
Fair dues. Good enough for me. Niners? If I don't return, please don't avenge my death. So, apologies for the brouhaha, but you can see why I had to bend your ear. Can't you? Oh, come on, Navark. They're innocent. Those people down there aren't part of your war.
People. I know what you are, Doctor. It's unexpected, but quite clear to me. Once you might have held sway here, but that time is gone. The cosmos is not what it was. We live differently now. We watch over ourselves.
But listen...
On Grizella, the Sontarans hid nuclear weapons in a time-lock vault and pretended to be refugees before unleashing hell. On the Drashen Islands, their high command faked a detente that lasted decades before they literally boiled the oceans.
Yeah, but...
And how is it possible that there are so many of these so-called Niners? Did you see any cloning farms? Vats of fully grown specimens? How have they reproduced over so many centuries?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
They must be cloning and concealing it, because they themselves know, clear to anyone, if Sontarans are cloning, it's in preparation for war. I'm not going to detain you here, Doctor. I have no honourable reason to treat you as an enemy, but neither am I required to trust you as a friend.
Navark, please...
We make planetfall on Salvation 9 in 1 hour.
Yeah, just give me a little bit.
Do you know how we trace the Sontarans here? On two counts. First of all, our intelligence services picked up encoded signals from several of their vessels, crashed and stranded. The code was old, but it was plainly Sontaran.
Yes, so old, it was from a completely different war. This far out in the sticks, they were probably fighting the Rutans.
As for that second count, the one that really gave their presence away, you're a creature of intelligence and empathy. I invite you to work that out for yourself. In the 1 hour you have left.